you.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a rainy Thursday morning right here. But we got some great things to talk about. First of all, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, it doesn't really matter what kind of a home you live in. Doesn't matter when it was built. Doesn't matter the design. They offer a nearly endless possible and design flexibility in sizes, custom colors, finishes, and so much more. And if you order today from Pella, get 0% interest for up to 48 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends on the 30th, 10 days away. Pella's products stand the test of time. In fact, they're so confident they offer the best wood warranty in the business. With a deal like that, no reason to wait any longer. Zero interest up to 48 months if you order by July 30th. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to get a free in-house consultation. PellaWI.com.
Great company. Big supporters of the City of Green Bay and great product. Hey, I'm excited about our next guest. Not that I've been waiting all year, but I've been waiting a long time to get you on here. June 25th, which is in 5 days, which is 6 months till Christmas, the City of Green Bay honors the youth by celebrating Kids Day. And the guy who makes that, continues to make that happen, is James Anderson. He is, the deputy director? Deputy director. I just know you're the parks guy. welcome. I'm glad you're here. Kids Day is going to happen again?
Oh, Kids Day is going to happen bigger and better than ever. 22nd annual, Mayor. You started this, 22 years ago. And
I was there I was there doing a remote or something or doing some MCing.
He did. He was the remote, and we had a couple of the Packers. First year was like, okay, is this going to work?
We had a busload of Packers actually that came the first year.
Yes. And that was, it was at Lake Park, right?
Yeah. Well, it was all over, but Lake Park that's where we had
22 years.
A lunch with the mayor.
God, I can't even believe how hot I must have been then.
But at Lake Park, we would then serve lunch with the kids. And I know you're going to do that at a different place. We'll get to that in just a second. But the reason we did that, Johnny, was a little bit of the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, we get, 500, 600, 700 kids there to have lunch. And then I would introduce, the City of Green Bay, this is our, everybody, this is our chief of police. This is our fire chief. Everybody knows those two, but they don't know we got a parks department. We have an economic development department. They probably were nodding off when I got into all that. But I just think kids learned a little bit about city government and how much we appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, the people behind the scenes, I guess, that make the city run and make things happen for, it's just a great way to celebrate that. So, it's a great testament to what we do and how we do it. So it's just a great day.
Yeah. What do you have going on for Kids Day this year?
Oh, my gosh. We got more going on than I ever thought we could have going on in one day. But, we're celebrating kids. Like you said, we got a Father's Day, we got a Mother's Day, and we got a Kids Day, which is awesome. So we have so much going on that day. New this year, we're actually celebrating the meal with the mayor out at Bay Beach this year.
Oh,
so
cool.
We have that new inclusive playground out on the West End, past the Zip and Pippin.
Tell me about that new inclusive playground, because that opens up an opportunity for more kids.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, it's all inclusive. It's I believe it's the biggest all inclusive playground in the state. So it on its own. So, I mean, it's really nice. It's just a start of a bigger initiative. We're going to bring another train depot out there. We're going to bring ADA restrooms out there, all-inclusive restrooms. The train is going to come around, be able to pick people up with a passenger train, bring them around the park. That West End parking lot is out there ready to go so people can park out there now. That's just a beautiful layout. It's a way to activate that west side of the park.
It's the only train I've ever been on. True story.
Doesn't really.
Yeah, it is.
You think that really counts?
Well, I don't know.
Really?
The guy had one of those whistles.
Yeah. John,
we can bring you out. We can have
you. You know what? We can do a step better than that. Johnny's looking for something after this.
Yeah.
Train conductor?
Train conductor. He's got
it. Oh, yeah.
You would be good at that, too, because kids would love you. Oh,
that would be a blast.
He could do
that. Blow the whistle?
Can he fit in that cart?
What's that supposed to mean?
It doesn't. That train's kind of small.
That's when you know he's nervous or lying.
This passenger train is a little bit bigger than the other train. So
are they?
Yeah, a little bit bigger. You know, oh. So it actually has an ADA ramp, you know, so you can have a wheelchair.
Okay,
there.
Right. Nice. Okay.
It's really nice. So,
all right.
We'll be able to fit John in there, I think. So.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm working on it.
Moving on. Anyway, I can't believe that's the only train you've been on. You never went?
Wow. No, you know where I went one time, though? I remember my granddaughter, my niece was visiting from Arizona. Mm-hmm. And we're up here in the middle of the summer. It's like, what? And I mentioned the thing up in Crandon, where you take that train through the woods. You ever do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Drive all the way up to Crandon, which is not a short drive.
No.
They're not open on Sundays. How can a tourist place not be open on Sundays in the summer? How is that humanly possible?
How could someone not check the website?
This was before the days of websites.
Before the days
of websites.
Okay. No phones.
It's probably like mid-80s. Okay. But wouldn't you think a big tourist
thing would be
open on a Sunday in July?
Yes, I would. I still think before I threw all the kids in the car, I would have checked.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, I think I would have. But okay,
all
right.
Before you throw all the kids in the car for Kids Day, make sure you check our website.
All right.
Because there's a whole list of everything going on throughout the day. So not only the things that the city kind of sponsors and takes care of, like, you know, free swimming at the aquatic centers, you know, out at Bay Beach, free rides all day for kids. Mayor's of the Meal. We have inflatables. We have magicians. We have stilt walkers. We have the bubble zone. We got a presenting sponsor this year, Children's Wisconsin, which is really helping us out and making this really great. I mean, we have performers like every hour on the hour from 3 to 6.
Is Gizmo one of your magicians?
I think probably.
He's the greatest.
He's been in the studio here. He's funny.
Well, Amanda,
that is really, really cool that you expanded it to include all that. Go ahead, Amanda.
I'm looking at the schedule, and I feel you're failing to mention that Bluey and Bingo are going to be there. And as someone with a kid, that's big.
Bluey and Bingo?
Bluey is huge for kids, man.
Oh, I don't know who Bluey and Bingo are.
It's this cartoon. And it changes you. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
It's so good. But Bluey and Bingo are going to be there
as well. Bluey and Bingo.
All right, James.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Bluey and Bingo. We got the magic show. We got Courage Martial Arts demo. We got Let Me Be Frank doing a Princess and the King performance. We have Smoke Dancers from United Nation.
Really?
There's just so much cool stuff going on.
Have you ever been to a powwow, like the official powwows?
Yes.
Those dancers, especially those little kids.
Oh.
Are so amazing. It's incredible.
And the outfits.
It is so amazing how kids can learn how to do that at such a young age. That is worth going just to see them.
So is this day, June 25th, as James said, you know, it's 6 months till Christmas. So that's the day that we celebrate Kids Day here in Green Bay. And, you know, as you said, on the heels of Mother's Day and Father's Day, my kids would always say, oh, Dad, when's there going to be a Kids Day? So we celebrated this in my home. And then when I
got just your idea out of the blue?
Yeah, I got elected in 2003 in April, went to the Parks Committee not everybody on that Parks Committee voted for me. I could tell by looking at them. And I said, look, you guys, this is something we do at my house because my kids would always complain, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Dad, when's there going to be a Kids Day? And it's like, every day's a Kids Day. But we gave them the day off. It was, they didn't have to practice their instruments, you know, they didn't have to make their bed. We did that for them. And then we took them to lunch at wherever they wanted. Victoria's was.
Like, Yeah.
So we would just go to some place. Well, then I got elected. And I'm like, well, let's do this for the city. And I was really pleased at the support I got from pretty much everybody. I mean, really from, I think there was one guy who didn't vote for it. But other than that, I think it was just.
I think it's a great idea.
And it really grew. We got an award for this, Johnny. The Silver Star Award. Remember that from the Governor Doyle, I think.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was cool. Anyway, and you've just taken it to a whole nother level. And I appreciate your leadership on this.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. I mean, it was a great idea. We planted the seed. It keeps growing. You know, there's just so much cool stuff going on. I mean, kids, there's nothing that a kid. I mean, if a kid's not having fun on Kids Day, then maybe we should, you know, check it out. I don't know. We got to figure something out.
Change the agenda.
Change the kid.
Well, I got to be honest with you, the list of things you were reading. I'd love to see Frank doing the whatever.
Right.
I'd love to see the smoke dancers. Love to see some of the magicians. I mean, this is good stuff, not just for kids.
Yeah. I mean, we have the police department comes out with all their vehicles.
Oh,
fire
they
department,
love-
DPW, our forestry department. Everybody comes out. We have, you know, the school district serves free lunch for everybody, you know, free dinner that night at Bay Beach. You can go load up all your kids in the car. Essentially, as long as you have a little bit of gas in the car, you can go all day long and just do stuff for free.
Library participates.
Officer Craig Carlson, who's a good friend of ours, we were talking about this, and he thought it'd be a good idea for almost like a little bit of a scared straight type thing to tase a kid.
Well, we do have we don't do that. Oh, but okay. We do have a police escort. We have a kids mayor for the day that we select for every day. So one kid mayor for the day will go around with the mayor, sign a proclamation. Fun. He'll be part of the press conference. He'll do all the activities with the mayor and he'll kind of be mayor for the day. So that's pretty cool. That's and they get a police escort, they get to ride in the police vehicle and
text here, will Milton be making an appearance?
No tasing.
I don't think they allow. Do you allow dogs in the park?
Well, you can
six
walk.
Foot leash, right?
Yeah, seven times. I don't know.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I do want to say on how much kids love climbing through a dump truck, fire engine. Those are just that costs nothing, right? We just park them there, and the kids just love going through all that stuff. Anyway, yeah, that's cool. You bring out the dive team brings out their equipment as well, which is very cool. So
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much going on. You know, we have Bay Beach has programs going on that day, you know, different things. We have, you know, all the different, the bubble station. We have a live sidewalk shark 3D artist that day, you know, Happy Joe's, Pizza Ranch. You know, it's not just the stuff that we do with the city, but all these organizations, Botanical Gardens, the Railroad Museum. I mean, all these different organizations come together on Kids Day and allow kids to come in for free.
So. Which is very cool, right? They, like, honor these kids because, you know, on Father's Day, you can get to the Botanical Gardens for free. But, you know, but the kids get to go, and it's fun. And I think they really enjoy seeing their parents have to pay and they get in for free. I think that's
makes them special.
It is. It makes them special, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, get your kids your wristband. You know, you got to get the official Kids Day wristband
The wristbands, you know, there's minor cost, but, you know, of course somebody, we don't need to give wristbands, a kid. It just makes them feel special when you put that little green band on them. They're like, okay, this is my day. So, yeah, I just really enjoyed that.
But, you know, it's one of those things, though, too. I mean, it's fed on itself.
Right.
Oh, I mean, you know what I mean? It's really snowballed. I think it's great. I don't. Does anybody else do this? Any other cities?
There has been a couple of cities that actually have picked it up.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. But you guys started it, basically, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And I gave a talk at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and I know the mayor of San Antonio did because he was kind of a friend of mine. So he's like, we're going to do Kids Day June 25th. So
outstanding.
Yeah, it is. It's just cool to do that.
James Anderson, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
So we got more to talk to you about. Green Bay Parks and Recreation Department, Kids Day. I want to talk a little bit more about that Bay Beach thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's a pretty important thing that we've added to this community. Okay, back, and then Cody Krepplein, Veteran Spotlight, will be joining us. Linda Guskey, Director of Education and Guest Experience, Green Bay Business Convention. And George Davis, Paddle the Canal in Menasha. We're going to be talking with him. Stay with us. So my good friend Mary texted me. What? People are doing it, renting, are offering to rent out RVs.
Oh man, they listen and they're already
doing it. Why do I keep my ideas to myself?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, somebody's going to be stealing the formula for Johnny Juice and so many things.
Yeah. But you're here giving them ideas, so you got to feel good about that. Because don't they say that? Was it flattery, imitation? There's something like that. But whatever that says. Yeah, hey, but anyway, we talk about
the best thing is making money. James Anderson is here from the Green Bay Parks Department.
And James, you have been with the Parks Department for a while, because I remember when you started. And you have kids.
I do. Five of them.
You have five.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, thanks. Now they're my oldest was about 8 or 9 months old when I started with the city, and now he's a senior next year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. It happens fast.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you are the good. You are the right guy to lead Kids Day. So on June 25th, as we said, 6 months till Christmas, the city of Green Bay really honors the youth in our community. They get a wristband, and everything is free to them. And free swimming at our aquatic centers, free rides at Bay Beach, free lunch with the mayor, free admission to many businesses participate. The Botanical Gardens. There's free activities at the library. Do you still do bowling?
Do bowling, Riviera Lanes, yeah.
They are the best. Yeah. They have free bowling at Riviera Lanes. And I always went there. I'm not a good bowler. These kids would always beat me. But that's just, And it's just their special day. And what the other thing that's nice about it is it's the beginning of summer. So maybe they didn't know about this pool or didn't know about, you know, something. It's like, oh, get in there. It's free. And it gets them more engaged in summer activities. Let's talk about Bay Beach, which is where you're going to host a lot of the events. Not everything, but a lot of it's going to be there. And one of the reasons you're doing that is you added a new feature. So let's talk about that again.
Yeah, well, the new all-inclusive playground, the ribbon cutting was on June 10th. So we officially opened up. You know, it's got the whole rubberized surface, the footprint, and the amount of activities. I mean, kids were out there that day, and within an hour or two, they still didn't even get to all the different, you know, things that you can get to on that playground, all the different features. So
would you say this was like handicap accessible to a larger scale? Is that pretty much what the design is?
Oh, it's all inclusive for everything from not just, you know, mobility, but also, you know, hearing and seeing and, you know,
okay, that's right. Yeah.
You know, there's every aspect of being all inclusive is present in the playground.
So fantastic. Really cool. Wow. That's so great. Cause Jim and I would love to get involved with the Miracle League here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And I just think anything you can do to help kids in those situations, man, you got to do it.
All kids are special, but some kids just, you know, I'm not saying they're more special, but we really got to make sure that we are all inclusive on everything we do.
Yeah.
And I think we really started that. I think it's an important day. And look, I want to talk about the inclusiveness, but just the diversity of our youth in this community. It's much different than when we were in school.
Oh,
and I think
absolutely.
That's important that just kids get together and play together and see each other and enjoy the day. And there's never any issues with that day. It's just a fun, fun day.
Yeah, we have to celebrate that. I mean, you know, kids of all types, ages, ranges, whatever. I mean, wherever they come from, their backgrounds and whatever their makeup is, you know, we celebrate everybody on Kids Day.
And just a kid is anybody from 1 to 18, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's awesome that you're including all them. And free rides on the Zip and Pippin?
Free rides on all the rides that day. So
is the Zip and Pippin, I thought it was shut down or something. No, it's good.
Oh no, it's
rolling. I thought they were waiting for some parts or something.
No.
No, okay.
Jeez.
Oh, I think okay, maybe there was something else that some other ride that they're waiting on parts for.
You
something.
Had an issue with the
Nebula Z.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully in a couple weeks, we'll get that up and
running. Yeah, no. Zip and Pippin. Okay. That's our cash cow. No, we got to keep that thing.
Prices have gone up, though, since your day, huh? What is it, a buck now or something? Or is it? How much is it, James?
$1.50.
$1.50.
To ride a roller coaster. Okay. That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
That's a really good deal for, but no.
I haven't done it.
Oh, we got to get you out with that.
I know. He does.
Yeah.
I've never done a roller coaster.
Just a
Just period?
Never.
Oh,
I'm not a big ride guy.
You
guy like at Six Flags
you
or whatever.
You ever went there? The American Eagle?
No.
Spider-Man? Oh, that.
No.
Oh, God, there's some great rides.
The only one I did the log roll.
No, that's not a ride.
It is to a ride. You get wet. Did the lazy river?
We'll get you out there today.
You want to go out today? I'll go out to the Zip and Pippin. I can't. I got so many.
I did that one big down at Wisconsin Dells, the huge slide thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay attention when they said keep your legs kind of together. And oh man, it's like somebody just, you know what I mean?
Back to football.
Oh, yeah. And I literally had the guy had to help me to get to the fence just so I could hang on to the fence as I was limping my way over.
People must have been laughing at you. Oh, yeah, that's funny. That's funny. So tell me about the mayor for the day. How did you select her? How did you select him or her?
So they just sign up online. We have a website, you know, of course, Kids Day website, and they sign up. They hit the link, and they just pretty much, you know, put their name in the hat, and then we pick it. You know, we picked it on Tuesday, and
Cool.
That person will be mayor for the day. So we're all working out the schedule with them. They get to start the day off with, you know, proclamation. They get to ride around with the police officers. You know, they get a police escort that day officially as mayor for the day. And they get to do any activities they want to. So we lay out the schedule with them. They get to kind of pick and choose, you know,
their agenda together. Yep. You can't do everything.
Exactly.
There's just so much going on.
I was with Jim one night when he almost got a police escort.
John. Okay, we're talking about Kids Day and how it is to be a good citizen and a good mayor. All right, we are going to promote that on that day. I mean, the kid's going to be busy. We'd love to have him stop in and just say hi. And
meet the mayor for the day. We'd like to meet him.
And I'd like to meet the new mayor and read the proclamation. If that fits in the schedule, they're welcome to come in here anytime, even if it's 2 minutes. If Craig's driving, he comes here a lot.
Do you have any leftover keys to the city?
I was going to say, do a ceremonial
handoff.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes.
You got boxes of stuff. You know you do.
Notice the pen.
Yeah.
But James, thank you for doing this. And for people talk about, it's security, it's the police, it's the infrastructure. It's the sizzle that really makes a community special. And that's what people remember. That's what people talk about. You can say, well, you know, we did this or that infrastructure, our water, garbage pickup. And those are really important things that you have to do. But at the end of the day, it's these things that people remember.
I'm reading a text.
Oh, okay. That people remember. And absolutely. As I told you out in the lobby when you got here this morning, I'm amazed at when I get out and I see kids that are, you know, 25, 30, that Sam Schmidt, you know, that kids that you did was awesome. And some of them have kids
now. They have kids.
I know, it makes me feel a little old.
Mm-hmm. Just want to read this one text, right? Do former mayors of the day then get a radio show?
For one day.
For one day?
For one
we
day.
We can make it happen. All right. One day.
You can bring Eric in. But and parks, if you want to talk about other things, you got a lot going on in the parks department.
Yeah,
we
have a ton going on. You know, even coming up next year, so we have a JBS project that's going to be happening on the east side over by the Croc Center. We have Light Park next year is going to be under construction.
And that's going to be a band shell?
It's going to be a band shell, and there's going to be a kind of a beer garden type, you know, rental space.
Awesome.
Above, you know, where you go up above on top and look over the you know, the stage and stuff and the river, and the backdrop is going to be the city. We have a shipyard project, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be
phase
cool.
Phase one is near completion here in the next month or two.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
And when you look at, you know, granted, 3 million people, but Chicago has done so well with their parks department, mm-hmm. haven't they? Just everywhere, from the beach to Millennial Park to, and if we can do that, we're going to attract talent like you and retain it as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff happening, a lot of good energy, and, you know, yeah.
Thanks to people like you. All right, the deputy mayor of the Parks Department, James Anderson, thanks for stopping in, and enjoy June 25th, Kids Day. We can go to the website.
Yeah, absolutely. www.greenbay.wi.gov. Yeah. I mean, just go on.
You'll find
Green Bay. Green Bay, it's there. All
right, James Anderson, Green Bay Parks Department. Thank you very much. Hope you have a phenomenal day on the 25th.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you. We'll be back with Cody Krepliner, Veteran Spotlight, right after this. Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor here on a rainy Thursday morning. Special thanks, James Anderson, Green Bay Parks Department. Talking about Kids Day coming up next week on the 25th. What a huge event that's turning out to be.
They'll get over 10,000 participants.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It's just really cool to honor the youth in the community. And she's been doing that for, you know, some time, 22 years. It's their special day. And
that lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just a lot of cool stuff going on. Everything's free.
And Bay Beach, it's phenomenal. Unbelievable.
Yeah, gardens, all that.
Well, it's time for our Veteran Spotlight. A very, very good friend of mine, Cody Krepliner, is joining us. And Cody, could we just start at the beginning? Tell us a little bit about your military background, if you don't
mind. And a little
bit
about your guest.
Yeah, your guest, your service dog.
I like you, Cody.
That is a manly-looking dog.
He does have a great-looking dog.
If Milton walked in here and saw that, Milton would have his tails between his legs. He'd be under the couch in there.
I will say Cody's dog is a German Shepherd and a beautiful dog, and he does look masculine.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? Hey Amanda.
My dog.
Hey, Amanda, I don't mean to be this way, but let's just say the dog fits the owner in both cases.
That happens all the time.
That is funny. Actually, that's kind of funny, and that's not too far from the truth. Because you look like a tough guy, and so does your dog. Anyway,
yep.
A little bit about your background, Cody. I mean, I know it, but let's just to get everybody to know.
I did 13 and a half years in the Wisconsin National Guard, 2 deployments to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. Came home and I struggled, I'll put it that way, with the unforeseen trauma that the veterans face.
And everybody thinks they won't be that guy.
Yep. I mean, I talk to my comrades now that I'm doing better, and a couple of them were, you were so resilient. You were the guy we would always go to, and you wouldn't... I would have never thought that would be you that struggled that much.
Right, exactly.
So now I'm linked in with a few smaller organizations, and I help out a few different veterans that help other organizations. And how I give back to the veteran community is that way. You know, I just hosted a rib competition for Wisconsin Guardian Foundation, and we turned around and paid for a full service dog for a veteran.
Awesome. And which is a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
That dog, I'm just watching you, and people can't really see. I mean, we are on video, but you've got quite the relationship with that dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So at the rib competition in the morning, I was talking with the teams, and I wanted to see a little test with him, see how true he was. And I put him in a stay position laying down, and I walked 75 yards away from him, and I called him. And he avoided everybody else and beelined right to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
You can just sense it. You just see it.
I can just see that,
You just see it. He's attached to you.
Well, he listens to you is what he's doing.
What about as far as you guys did, when I was with the village in Appleton, you guys helped us out so much with vegetable type things. You brought, it was such a cool thing, Jim, because you know, these guys and women just kind of living in apartments, and I was trying to find a way for to make it more of, almost like what they're going to do with this, the veterans village, cottage village here in Green Bay,
right.
More of like ownership of the area and their space and not just sitting in an apartment. He brought, we had a company, we got these planter boxes from. He brought so much soil and so many different types of plants. It was mind-boggling to the point where we were almost thinking about doing a vegetable stand because the stuff grew so crazy because it was such great soil. And tell a little bit about that story. That was one of I consider that my biggest achievement in working there and to what happened with those people who got a chance to grow their gardens.
So I help DC Farm for Vets up in Door County.
And we've had them on the show here.
Yep. And we had a abundance of plants that didn't sell, and we were looking to give back. And we reached out to you guys, and I asked Jake, I'm like, how many do we want to give? He goes, at that time I was living in Brilliant, so it worked out for me. I'm like, he goes, how many trips do you want to make back and forth? And I think I brought in 3 truck beds of plants.
Yeah.
And that incredible. Is so therapeutic. I mean, the food
absolutely.
Is good, but there's a lot to be said about growing things for elderly, you know, I'm sure you
they would be out there every day weeding.
Right.
And doing
yep. And you just feel an accomplishment.
Yep.
And I feel so sorry for you guys. And we've had a number of you in here that you came back and things weren't what you thought they were going to be, or you had a hard time with reentry. And I'm glad you're doing so well. And more importantly, I think it's really cool that you are taking what you learned and giving it back to your comrades.
Yep.
What other things are you working on?
I paired up with Fragout Podcast, and he's hosting a archery event down in Appleton July 12th and 13th. And that is for Vaspire 316, I believe it is. And that one is for veterans that have cancer from the exposures overseas.
I try to preach about that every chance I get. I know people personally that there's no question they didn't smoke, they lived good lives, they were in great shape, and they got terrible diseases, thyroid cancer, throat cancer, things like that from the burning pits.
Yeah.
It's going to be our generation's Agent Orange.
Yeah, it will be. So that one's a 3D archery shoot, and I'll be doing a pig roast for him as well.
Now let's talk about that. Let's talk about your new your thing you got, because this is right up our alley. We might we might allow you to form a partnership with us.
All right,
let's... since you have all the equipment and expertise,
and we'll cut you in for 5%.
Yeah, we'll give you a piece of something.
So I am in the process of finishing up my licensing for a food truck. Barbecue trailer.
Love it.
But I'm doing the old school way. It's all hardwood and fruit wood, wood fired. I got a 500-gallon pit, so I can do up to 300-pound hog is the biggest I'll go.
Have you ever tasted something cooked over apple wood?
You know what? I don't think I have.
Isn't apple wood fantastic?
It must be, because the other wood...
I used apple and cherry fruit wood.
Yeah, those are two.
The cherry thing, I think I've had smoked with. You can do that for chicken too, right? Or is that just because that I've had that, but I haven't had apple.
Well, it cooks so hot though that we'd have, with the leftover stuff we would use for our saunas. Because you have to get that fire so hot, and so and they would burn the longest and the hottest would be cherry wood and apple wood.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't use them for like a campfire. They just want, you know what I mean?
It doesn't burn.
It
smolders more so.
Right. Yeah. What's the name of your food truck going to be?
Sloppy Hog Barbecue.
And the...
I just got a quick text here from Jacob. Cody is one hell of a guy. Well, text we just got.
Sensing that. And... That's cool that you're doing that. And the proceeds are going to go to help your mission?
Yeah. It'll go back.
And to feed your family?
Yeah.
Well, I just think that the reason I say that is I think food trucks, besides the food, can open people's eyes to other things.
Yep.
You know, when we talk about, I teach a class and we do a project on food trucks and, you know, more and more we have people from different parts of the world that attend class. And that isn't. They can maybe serve their food from Haiti or from Africa, but people can also learn about that country when they're up there. So I was just thinking people could learn more about your organization. That's what I was looking at.
Yep. And more, I'm probably going to give proceeds back on a monthly basis to the Wisconsin Guardian Foundation.
That's terrific.
Just because smoke has helped me in so many different ways. That I can't even explain.
What has smoking?
Smoke. No, my dog.
Oh, your dog smoke. I guess. Yep. Okay.
I would agree with that. We've had the guy in here from Sheboygan.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Milton has changed your life. Oh, yeah. I mean, really has. His dog has changed your life in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I just love him. I mean, and Johnny said, well, different subject a little bit, but bald eagles are protected, right?
Yep.
He said, what if a bald eagle came and attacked your dog? It was just really isn't much of a question.
I know the bald eagle.
There was no more bald eagle. But yeah, just they really, and I just, you know, he listens to our show.
His dog listens to our show.
He does.
This is no lie.
He does. He listens. I have it on Alexa. He listens to it, and he knows when I'm going to come home. I mean, he just kind of. It's only been 2 years, but he really. And we always had small dogs, Johns, but you know he's 75 pounds, and I just he's a real dog, and. He's not crazy about mine. Oh, Johnny stopped over one time.
He doesn't. He hates me. Hey, what do you think would happen to the eagle if it tried to attack Smokey with Cody?
Right? I don't even think Cody would have to step in.
No.
You guys ever see John Wick?
Yes.
There you go. That would be the answer.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Cody, isn't that awesome, the therapy that a dog can give you, though?
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to talk about. Oh. Yep.
Yep. And at first, so how I got linked in with Wisconsin Guardian Foundation is I went and did a pig roast for them to provide a meal for when they did their annual get together with the veterans that had service dogs. And talking with Jesse down there, he's like, a dog would benefit you. And I'm like, well, I never really thought about it. You know, I talked about it a little bit with my wife, Tracy, and we were kind of on board with it, but then when I went down there and actually saw them working and how much they helped the guys and gals down there, I put in my application. And
well, you know, one thing though that I've, correct me if I'm wrong, Cody, but just in dealing with you guys a lot and everything, okay, a lot of times when the guys come back and there's the big welcoming, oh man, it's so great to be home and hanging, then a lot of guys just want to be by themselves, don't they?
Yep.
But that's not always a good thing to just be by yourselves, is it?
No. That honestly got me.
And I'm putting that delicately, if you know what I mean.
Yep. It got me in the rabbit hole.
Yes.
I'll put it that way.
Yes.
And it was hard to get out. And I'm lucky to be here today.
And this smoke has probably helped you.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to hear what got you out of that. Because you were in a pretty dark spot for a while.
Oh, yeah. I was in a dark spot for about 5 years.
Well, that's a long while.
Yeah.
And what was it? Was it an organization? Was it Tracy? Was it your... What helped you start getting out of that?
A combination of the people I started to surround myself with, the positivity that they were giving back, Tracy and fishing.
That's right. Well, if you're talking about that, you did some cool things for the veterans and fishing tournaments too, didn't you?
I helped organize a veteran sturgeon retreat.
Yeah, the sturgeon thing. Yes,
a couple years back.
But you know, another thing with the with the people that come back. And I always want to be careful I don't say guys, because a lot of women have suffered a lot of the same fates.
Yep.
And we're talking about how you can't, when you're over there, you know, everybody has their role, mm-hmm. okay? And you live by that role. And you follow that structure.
Yep.
And you come back, and all that is gone. And I think sometimes you realize, I kind of depend, it might have been a pain in the butt at the time, but I kind of depended on that structure.
Yeah. The structure, the sense of purpose.
Yes.
You know, that's the biggest thing I struggled with personally, was the loss of, well, I had to do this, this, and this to get this done today. Well, now I come home and guess what? There's the couch and that's all I got to do.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and even going back to work, it don't have the same sense of purpose.
But another thing, we're going to send it to a quick break, but we're not letting you go here. Another thing is that some of the things, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just doing this from what I've gotten from other guys. Some of the things you did over there, mm-hmm. and it's like a whole different world when you're over there. There's not, I mean, I made my trips, and,
yep.
you know, and it's like being on a different planet in some ways, okay? Yep. And that's almost the norm. And you do some scary, scary things, and things happen, and that's almost like the norm. And you can almost cope with it more because, yep, that's the bleep we're in. But you come away from that, and that still doesn't leave you, does it?
No. You miss the adrenaline. You know, it's the adrenaline, to be honest with you, it's the adrenaline that everyone's seeking. No matter what they're struggling with, 9 times out of 10, they're going back for that adrenaline rush.
Yes.
And that exactly. adrenaline can come in different forms.
It's
right?
addictive.
It is. It's addictive, but I mean, that can come through a sense of purpose, a strong sense of purpose.
Yep. Help.
Keep that thought. Yeah. That's an awesome question. We're going to send it a quick break with Cody Krepplein, one of the great veterans that I know, and what a great thing he has done for other veterans and for yourself, because by you taking care of yourself, you're taking care of that beautiful family of yours.
Yep.
So we got to send it a quick break, back right after this.
Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. It's our veteran spotlight with Cody Krepplein. 13-year Army veteran, Army National Guard, 3 deployments.
Yep.
Where were you? Where were you deployed?
Iraq was... We did convoy security, so I saw the whole country.
Was that out of Navistar?
Yep. And we actually...
Were you there when I was there?
No, I was
there. I think we just missed each other.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we closed Navistar and moved over to the big base.
Basra? The second one?
I think so.
Or that area?
Yeah.
And then where were you in Afghanistan?
There it was, Jabad and Salerno.
Oh, okay. You know, one of the things that people don't realize, what you guys did over with convoy security, dangerous every single day. Every single day. It didn't matter if you were 100 yards outside of the wire, or if you were up in Taji or Mosul or on Route Irish or wherever you were, bleep can happen any step of the way, couldn't it?
Yeah. 10 feet out of the gate.
Yeah. And it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when people say, what'd you do? Well, it was convoy security. Oh, you know, I love it when people, I love it. I like to punch them in the face when he said, did you kill anybody? It's like, oh my God. People, can I just say, that's the worst question you could possibly ask anybody, isn't it?
Yeah,
the worst possible question you can ask.
It is.
So anyway, let's talk more about the dog. Jim, you got some great questions
I think you come back and, I don't know, it's just different, I guess, is the only way. And some people really don't, quite honestly, don't know how to relate to you either in their defense.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you lived a life and you were very structured, organized, unbelievable sense of purpose, right? I mean, not just for your troop, but really for the whole country. I mean, you're doing something that, you know, very few people do. But then you come back and these relationships are difficult. Some guys, even with their wives, have a tough relationship.
But, many people.
Yep.
Hate to say it, but many.
Yeah. But then you bring a dog in and they're like so understanding. And I think it's helped you. And I think.
Yeah.
And tell me about the organization that can help other people, other veterans.
It's Wisconsin Guardian Foundation. It's down in Iron Ridge, Wisconsin. they are actually trained right in Iron Ridge as well. So it's all Wisconsin, within the Wisconsin borders. But they will send a dog wherever they need to. But they would prefer to keep it local just to get back to the Wisconsin community.
Tell the difference between what we're talking about during the break between the two different types of dogs.
So a service dog can go out in public. He can go anywhere, where a emotional support dog by law is not allowed to be out in public. There is controversy on that, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. But either way, you're big encouraging. You would encourage anybody to at least explore the possibility of getting a dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would agree, but, you know, look, I haven't done anything like you've done, but I just think it can be, you know, we talk about some elderly people. We tell them to get a dog for a couple reasons. One is I think they're lonely, and I think, you know, we talked about gardening, how healthy that is, but the other thing that dog does, it kind of gets you off the couch because you got to walk it a couple times a day.
It gives you a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
So. And that is important, to wake up every day with that sense of purpose, isn't it?
You got
to
find it.
Yeah. Yep. And you got to, and sometimes it takes you to dig deep down to find it. But once you find it, you can't let it go.
Well, you're such an example, though, of somebody that's been there, has done that. You speak from the heart.
Yep.
You were in that rabbit hole, as you put it, and I don't even want to go there. But what advice, if somebody's listening and has a loved one, or just a friend or a buddy or whomever, or if it's them and they're nearing that rabbit hole, what kind of advice can you give?
Reach out. You're not alone. You think you're alone, but you're not. My era of veterans is stigma that mental health is bad. Getting mental health help is bad, but it's not. And even if they don't want to reach out, find me on Facebook, and I'm more than willing to have a talk and help you get steered into the right direction to get you out of that rabbit hole.
And sometimes that's what it takes. Like, I had a buddy, Vietnam veteran. His buddy's finally convinced, because he was really, really bad shape, finally got him into Toma.
Yep.
He said he was there for 60 days, went to every meeting, and didn't say one word for 2 months. He had to just sit and see how it works. He didn't trust anybody, didn't whatever.
Yep.
So for somebody like you who's been there, you can really talk to these people versus some counselor who, you know.
Yeah, I was down in the Milwaukee VA residential program 3 times, I believe. So
I think it's okay to get counseling, to get help. You know, I'm sorry that your friends feel like...
Let me tell you something. You know what, though? I kind of blame the military on this a little bit. Because I think they changed the rules. But didn't it used to be if you went for help, it was on your record?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was... It was a blacklist, so to say.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible?
That's too bad, because those people are trained to help people. Look, everybody struggles with something along the way. And
well, there's also the stigma that if you go for it, you're found weaker.
Well, that's, and you guys are, I mean, I wouldn't call this guy weak.
Absolutely not. No. Asking for help is one of the strongest things you can do.
At least not being in the same state.
No, asking for help is one of the strongest things anyone can ever do.
Absolutely. No question.
And maybe
about
they
it.
Need to hear it from you, Corey. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think that's
Well, Corey,
important.
We're going to wrap it up here. 2 things, though. First of all, give another plug for your new business.
Sloppy Hog Barbecue. I'm hoping to be up and running mid-July.
Outstanding. We got to get you up to Green Bay here to do that.
We're coming. I mean,
yeah,
just,
wherever you're going to be, you let us know.
I will.
We're coming.
John and I, you never know by looking at us, but we like to eat.
Yeah. But we like traveling around, too, to different things like that. So when you get up and running, we're going to be one of your first customers.
All right.
Guaranteed. And then one other thing, just Cody Krepline on Facebook.
Yep.
K-R-E-P-L-I-N-E.
Yep.
Right? And you can help veterans, talk personal with them. But then one more plug for the organization that Smoke came from, your dog.
That's Wisconsin Guardian Foundation.
And you definitely 2 thumbs up for them, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Cody, thanks for being such a great representative. And, and thanks for, and I know it's cheesy when people say thanks for your service, but I know what you guys did. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm not just going to say thank you, but damn, you got balls. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that in the air, but I
mean, I mean, it's a true statement.
I mean, you've done and the work you've done to help veterans with zero going out there for any recognition.
Right.
Yeah.
All under the radar type things, personal face to face. You're a true hero, and I hate using that word unless it's 100% legit. But you're a true hero with the people you have saved over here, not just over there, but over here. And I know that personally. So thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Cody.
We're coming to that place. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You have coleslaw? Do you serve coleslaw with it?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Coleslaw, mac and cheese, and smoke.
Is smoke going to be there?
Yep.
All right. I'll be there.
We're going. I'm not kidding about this. I'm not kidding. We got to set a quick break. Linda Guskey will be joining us right after this.